Well, the folks who have been members here for 30 years or more, as Wayne said during Joys and Sorrows, know that there was a time in the 1980s when this congregation was on the verge of dissolving. There just weren't enough people here. And since then, those people who were here then have steadfastly built and rebuilt, tended, nurtured, pruned, cajoled, cheered, and celebrated this congregation into something more, into this full circle, into not 30 people, but more than 200 people. They planted a seed in the ground, and now that seed has grown into a tree that is bearing fruit. And I think it's time to plant again. When Mary Gilman gave the money to build a church here 150 years ago, this congregation was a lively place. And since then, it has had its ups and downs, most notably in 1942 when they decided to tear down that church building that was built with Mary's money. That's why we have that empty lot. It was more than they thought they could maintain. And since then, I think there has been a story in this congregation that we don't have enough, that we have to figure out how to make do. And this congregation has gotten through some rough times by being resourceful and making do. And, well, maybe since the mid-80s, when it was right at the edge there, another story has been slowly taking root. It is the story of abundance. Abundance sometimes sounds like having too much, like fruit overflowing, it's too much, you can't eat it all. Fields of flowers, that there are just too many of them. But I have come to think of abundance, particularly when I think of it as a spiritual practice, in a slightly different way. Abundance means having enough to share. It doesn't have to be a lot, in fact. The sun and the moon, just one each of those, and yet they make everything possible. So this new story of abundance means that we have enough, that we can share our community, that we can share our sense of purpose and mission in the world. We can share our space. We can share our possibility, share our love. Now, when you say the word abundant in church, you have to grapple a little bit with this idea that is out there in the world called prosperity theology. And there's a church, I think it's the Abundant Life Church, that talks about this a lot. So this is a new version of an old theology that if you were chosen by God, it will show up in your life as material prosperity. Which is to say, there is a group of people in our country a long time ago who taught that if God loved you, it would show up in you having a nice farm and nice clothes. Well, our Universalist ancestors said, now this is an important theological term, our Universalist ancestors said that that was hooey. And this idea is still taught in some churches and New Age philosophies today. And people in our country still judge each other in this way all the time. We do it ourselves, even though our Universalist ancestors suggested another way. And so it is our work to remember that love is not something that gets passed out to a few people, that love is abundant, that there is always enough to share. So I hope that our capital campaign is, well, it's already been wildly successful, but I hope it's even more wildly successful so that we can do even more repairs and updates to our buildings, start working on this space that we've now circled with gratitude, and so that we can share these buildings with even more people doing good things so that we can use these buildings for doing even more good things. And most of all, I hope that the success of the campaign helps us remember that we are indeed living in this new story. We are in a story of abundance. We have more than enough to share.